Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby.
It's the Burt Show spooky buzz.
It's quite the intro.
Yes, it is.
I think I might be a little too frightened to do e-buzz, but y'all, I still cannot believe that Matthew Perry passed away two days ago.
I know. When I'm going through Instagram, all I see are people posting old clips of him on Friends, and then I came across one Friends fan page, and they had like the bloopers where Matthew Perry was, you know, constantly making everybody laugh during scenes. And I was just sitting there like laughing out loud. And then at the end, it's like, ah, he's gone.
I know.
It's so crazy.
I've actually never seen a completed episode of Friends. And I swear I've seen more of that show in the last 2 days than I have in my entire life.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it's great. Maybe this will actually encourage me to watch the full season, but it'll be hard to watch it and not have this sad context, so I'll probably have to wait a hot second. But the Friends cast is finally speaking out. I really didn't expect them to come out this quickly with a statement just because it was such devastating news. I really did think everyone would come out with their own individual statement.
But I was wondering if they were going to do a joint statement.
Yeah. So they've just released a joint statement, and it says, "We are all so utterly devastated by the loss of Matthew. We were more than just castmates. We are a family. There is so much to say, but right now we're going to take a moment to grieve and process this unfathomable loss. In time, we will say more, and when we are able. For now, our thoughts and our love are with Matty's family, his friends, and everyone who loved him around the world." And it's signed by all the members of the show Friends.
I think that makes total sense. Yep. And I don't see how anyone couldn't respect that.
No, I'm sure it is like devastating for them. I genuinely can't imagine the way they're taking all of this.
Yeah, I think it's going to buy them a little bit more time to be able to take a breath, to take a step back, because you already have to mourn the loss of a friend, but you're also having the entire world look at you and go, "Well, what do you think about it?"
Yeah, what are you going to say?
Yeah, so I think we should give them a break, let them grieve, and hopefully in their own time they will come out and say a little bit more, because I am curious to hear their thoughts, but want to give them some time to take a step back.
For sure. And then I also saw yesterday, and this could be, who knows if there's any truth to it, but that Lisa Kudrow, who played Phoebe on Friends, might be adopting Matthew Perry's dog.
I saw that too.
Oh,
Chicks,
wow.
Yeah, Chicks in the Office posted this, so it could be true, could not be true, but yeah. Apparently he had a dog named Alfred, and she's going to take him in. So it's really cool to see how the cast is not just grieving on his behalf, but also stepping up to help him in his time of need. I'm sure like his family is really feeling that too, because there's
awesome.
When you lose somebody, there's so much. It's already hard enough losing the person, but there are so many moving parts. You got, what do you do with their house and their belongings, and you got to listen to the will, and it's going to be a lot for them in the next few months.
And they still don't have an answer as to why. I mean, we still, that, you know, the autopsy is pending as to a cause of death.
I know. So hopefully that gives them closure. We're supposed to find out what the cause of death is in a couple of weeks. It did come out inconclusive yesterday. So we'll find out in due time. Okay. Switching gears here. Flava Flav sang the national anthem, and it has some of his fans divided. Mo knows exactly what I'm talking about. I'm going to play you this clip, and I would then like for everyone to go around the room and give their take on how they felt about his performance, maybe the voice style.
Were they showing the players' faces as he was singing, like they did when Fergie butchered the national anthem?
Not in the clip I saw. Okay. I don't know if they did. I hope they did, but in the clip I saw, they were actually using the same faces from when Fergie did it.
Oh, they were? Somebody spliced that to those two together.
Uh-huh. Oh. So if that felt incredibly long to you, it's because it was. The national anthem is typically 1 minute and 43 seconds long. Flava Flav's version went nearly 3 minutes.
Oh, he's still up there.
Yes.
And he walk around with a clock. Huh? He ain't going to wrap it up.
Legend has it he's still out there singing. And so I'm sure you're wondering, why is Flava Flav singing the national anthem?
Please.
He tweeted, he said, it may seem odd for Flava Flav. I guess he talks in third person. he said, but I had family that served in the United States military, and I wanted to honor them. So you know what? Shout out Flava Flav.
He did it.
There's many, many ways you can honor your loved ones who have served. And that does not include singing the national anthem. But
that ain't it.
I give him kudos. That takes a lot of guts. Maybe not a lot of glory to get out there and do that, but by God, he did it.
I think he was better than Carl Lewis, though.
Oh, yeah.
He was better than Carl Lewis. He wasn't the worst.
He did this. Sadly enough, there have been worse.
There has been worse.
Roseanne Barr. She was worse. For sure.
You know, Flava Flav and I have something in common.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
And that is?
We were both sent Taylor Swift cardigans by Taylor Swift herself. And speaking of Taylor Swift.
Wait, Flava Flav got a cardigan?
Yes, and he was wearing it.
Of all people?
Yes. Yes.
That's random.
No, he got a cardigan because I think he went to her show earlier this year. Like, he was in the VIP tent.
Okay.
They're buds.
Okay.
He's a Swiftie.
I like that friendship.
Yeah, I know, right? So speaking of Taylor Swift, did her and Travis Kelce break up? I'm going to tell you about the social media post that has fans speculating on your next Evaz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.